This recording, Federal District, Mexico City 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in the third district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you will only accept to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made her unusually mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and giving her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treat might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, when I was 5 years old, my mom once forgot to pick me up from the kindergarten. She had visitors, and I was getting, I used to get off at 2 o'clock, and she was there eating with my family and stuff, and she all of a sudden saw a girl running, and she was like, "Laura," she called my name, and then she realized that she had forgot me. And she sent my aunt to pick me up. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was so devastated. I thought like that was it, they didn't want me no more. And so yeah, my mom got in trouble, and she went to get me, and I mean, she kept forgetting to go and get me. Like for the next 5 years that I was going to school, she was always late and she always forgot about me. So my sister and my brother used to tell me that it was because I was adopted. So for the longest time, I believed that my parents weren't my parents.